Mets. Todd's life has been championships, and Mike's have been regrets. Apples and pinstripes from spring train until fall. Apples and pinstripes, they're talking baseball. Apples and pinstripes from spring train until fall. Apples and pinstripes, they're talking baseball.
Welcome to episode 13. It is 13 of Apples and Pinstripes. My name is Todd Emanuele. That's Mike Borkowski. Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Oh, just fine and dandy.
Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed for you.
Other than your family, in a way.
I'm living the Borkowski life right now. I'm working from home. Staying home, not going anywhere. It's kind of like
I got 20 years experience of right. working at home. This is welcome to my life.
Yeah, except you got your family home with you all the time now,
right?
Which we're doing too. So episode 13, we're going to talk about, go figure, what everyone else is talking about, coronavirus, good old COVID-19 or whatever it's called.
The Rona,
or I've heard coronavirus too. I like calling it the coronavirus. I don't know. I don't know why it just comes out of my mouth, but, it's interesting times we're living in right now, and, really just unprecedented stuff going on, and it seems to change every day, and just, it's strange. It's like we're living in a movie right now, and, I don't know what to say other than what kind of hat are you wearing today, Mike?
Normally I like to wear a different hat every show, but, I love my Syracuse Mets 3930 hat so much that I'm just wearing that again.
Yeah. You're doing a me wearing the same hat, but I wore a different one today.
Yeah.
I've got a,
it's still a Yankee hat. Looks like any old Yankee hat.
It's, the 5950 high crown on field Yankee hat.
On field.
I already said it, I guess. The on field hat.
Game issue. No.
Game issued, yeah.
Not really.
I just turned the subtitles off. Did you see those? we had subtitles going across the screen, so they were distracting me. So anyway, that's the hat I have on today. Just the on field Yankee hat. I like it. It's not the spring training one. I'm sad because spring training basically got canceled with everything else. And it's just weird stuff. Like, I'm working from home, living from home. Schools got canceled. So the kids are home. My wife is home because she's a teacher. And we're just all home. And we're not going anywhere. Like, my kids normally have 10 million things going on between dance and ice skating, karate, baseball, whatever. And it's all off right now. So we're just home. And it's so strange. Like, I've driven once this week, and it was to go to the grocery store. And tomorrow's Friday. Oh, I went to the bank, too. But I guess that was all in the same trip. It's just, it's been very bizarre. And I know I'm not alone in thinking that, because we've never seen anything like this with this coronavirus that's spreading around. I know there's been 2 confirmed cases now in Oneida County in New York, where I live, and I know there's more than that in Onondaga County now, and you just don't know who. For like 4 after they were exposed to this thing, so you really don't know who has it, who they've been in contact with, you know?
Yeah, I just went to the grocery store right before we recorded this, and it was my first time going out of the house in about 4 or 5 days, I think. And I don't know, I was a little paranoid about it, and it's kind of scary because you don't know who's got it,
right?
If anyone. I think as of now, as we're recording this, I think Onondaga County, where I live, has 6 cases.
Okay.
6 confirmed cases, because who knows,
right.
You know?
Right. And there's other people that have. I just don't know.
I got my cart. I got the wipe. I wiped down my cart. I brought hand sanitizer with me. So anytime I had to touch anything, I used hand sanitizer. They are, I go to Wegmans, which if you're not from this area and you don't know, that's our grocery store chain here. One of them. And, they have a sign at each register, to wait for instructions from the cashier before you start putting things on the counter, because, they are wiping down everything between each customer, which honestly, I was like, awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See, I'm kind of a germaphobe, so this is actually good, I think, in a way. It's good because people now are actually being hygienic, and it's scary how much people are going crazy about it. That just tells me most people are dirty normally. And they don't wash their hands. They don't use hand sanitizer. They don't do all this stuff that we're doing now and we're aware of now. You know, if anything, it's good for my kids, because not my 8-year-old would routinely just, you know, go to the bathroom and run out of there and be like, well, you got to wash your hands. And now it's like she's sitting there. She's singing. She's singing happy birthday.
I've seen adults do it too. It blows my mind. I go to a public restroom and I see people, you know, if you're a man, you have the stalls or you have the urinals, and, you know, they'll use the urinal and then walk out.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, sort of, it's still disgusting, but I see people come out of stalls, just walk out. And not washing, and I'm just like, are you absolutely kidding me? And that has nothing to do with any kind of virus. That's just like personal hygiene. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's gross. I used to work with a guy. He doesn't work where I work anymore, and I'm not saying his name, but we all notice it because we've all seen it. He would do that every single day, where he would come out of either the urinal or the stall and just go back out and start working. And we're all touching the same stuff, and it was nasty then, and I think about it now, I'm like, man, I wonder if he has it or if he's not washing his hands.
He's probably immune to it.
He's
got one up on us. It's crazy. I had to pick up a prescription also, and there was someone in front of me in line, and they got their prescription and then they walked away, and then the person behind the counter left from behind the counter, and I'm like, oh, are you closing? And no, she was gonna wipe down the entire station from the other side, like the whole keypad and everything that we have to touch, and like the whole desk, wiping it all down. And the sad
part is, once this coronavirus is gone, and it will eventually be gone, and we'll all be fine for the most part, we hope, right? People go back to doing what they were doing before. And I hope with the kids, it kind of sticks. Like my daughter, my 8-year-old has it like ingrained in her head now to wash her hands and use hand sanitizer and all this stuff. That'd be great if she continued to do this for the rest of her life. It's teaching good habits finally. And that, you know, that looks bad on me and my wife, but it's not just her. It's a lot of kids don't do what they should with washing their hands, and we never push it because, you know, maybe we don't wash our hands as much as we should. Now, I tell you, we all live in our own little bubble, it seems like, and we're just aware of everything around us now, and it's just craziness how this isn't just, you know, a central New York thing. This is worldwide, and we've never seen anything like this other than in movies where everyone is affected by this. Like, you think about sports, high school sports. My son, the baseball season is going to be gone. Spring sports is going to get, it's right now technically postponed, and they gave a date of April 14th that they're going to start tryouts and all that. It's not going to happen. Schools are going to be closed at least for a couple of months before they allow everyone to go back. And kids that are seniors in high school, you know, my daughter's a junior in high school. She's worried about SATs because they're going to maybe get canceled, or, you know, how's it going to affect her applications to colleges or whatever. And kids that are seniors, you know, I'm supposed to be graduating and going to college in a couple of months. How's this going to affect them? you know, at least they have to come up with something, because it's every senior that has this issue right now. It's not just my daughter at Rome Free Academy or, you know, other kids that are seniors. It's everyone. So are they going to make kids go back to school that are seniors for another year because they didn't finish their classes? If this continues throughout the rest of the school year, how are they? Well, how's it going to work? Kids that are in college, well, are they going to be a year behind now? Or I mean,
they only have, I would imagine they only have a couple months left. You can't make them retake an entire year.
You'd hope, right.
Like, especially with college, they only have what, 2 months left of school in college,
right.
Or a month and a half maybe. So I don't know. And this is all new. I mean, this is like basically right. The first week this is happening. So
right.
You know, they're going to have, I know my kids have gotten a bunch of work already from school, and the teachers are doing an incredible job getting them work and doing what they can.
None of that stuff can be graded, though. None of it can be graded, at least here. They can give all the work they want, but they can't grade it. None of it is graded, according to my wife, who's a teacher.
I don't know. My daughter just told me she got 100 on a math test she took, so.
I'll have to double check with her what her reasoning was, but they cannot grade anything because
there is no guarantee that the kid's doing it on their own.
Well, that too. I didn't think of that, but there was another reason she gave, and it made perfect sense why they can't,
right.
You know, count the grades. But I don't know. It's just sad too.
If you can get your wife on as a guest on the show.
Yeah, she's way upstairs. She won't come down and be on the show. I just feel bad for kids that are seniors that, you know, this is their senior year. This is, you know, for a lot of kids, you're never going to see your friends again because you're going off to college and moving on with your life and stuff. And here they're losing that time to be able to spend with their friends because you're not hanging out with each other at home either. I mean, we're stuck at home. This is serious stuff. We're staying at home. We are quarantined in our house, basically. We may go a couple places, like to my in-laws' house or something, and to the grocery store. Other than that, we're just here, and everyone else is too. And I think the United States has handled this better than other places, where, like Italy, they let people go back to work, and they thought it was gone, and then it got worse. We're here. We were kind of more proactive and got ahead of it.
I think we're learning from their mistakes.
Well, that's true too. We probably would have done the exact same thing they did if it hit here first. So that's true. But I'm kind of glad it happened that way, because have you seen the pictures like around New York City? It's insane. Like Times Square is empty. The subways are empty. People are staying off the streets. That's good, because if it got into the city in New York City, it would spread like wildfire. People were out and about.
I did see a picture yesterday of, they showed a picture from, I guess it would be from Infinity War, Avengers Infinity War, and it was a picture of Thanos snapping his fingers. And then you see a picture from Endgame, which was an empty New York City. And then you see a picture of actual New York City from yesterday, empty. Times Square, empty.
And it's like...
That's kind of what
we are living in.
It makes me movie. It makes me to get this back to baseball too.
We will,
because this is a baseball podcast. But it reminds me of the scene.
Next segment. Baseball.
There's a scene in Endgame where they are. Captain America is at like a survivors meeting, and one of the survivors is talking about how much he misses the Mets. After Thanos snapped his fingers. So it's like, yeah, we're kind of living that now.
Kinda. Yeah, we're living it. Baseball. I mean, you know, and obviously everyone's health is more important than sports, but right now it'd be nice to have that distraction, you know? I mean, but obviously it can't happen because everything is shut down. But I want to talk more about, you know, when baseball could be coming back, what they could do with the scheduling. I heard some stuff today that was like, huh, that made me think, like, what will they do if they wait until July, which is one of the dates I've heard where baseball could start up again, like right around the time of the All-Star break? what will they do with the schedule? And I'll hold that for after because I want your take on it too. Instead of getting into it now, we'll take a break and we'll come back and talk about that. Why don't we do that? Actually, take a break. We'll come back and talk about baseball and how it's been affected in, you know, every other sport in the world right now, except for the Turkish Basketball League. I guess they're still playing basketball over there.
That's very important.
Yeah, but there's probably people watching it because it's the only sport going on right now. Besides the caber toss in Scotland, I don't even think they're doing that because everything's canceled except the Turks playing basketball. All right, we'll be back with more Apples and Pinstripes coming right up. Back on Apples and Pinstripes, and Mike wants to touch his face.
Did I step over the intro? I didn't know we were coming back on.
It's all right. I said, here we go. And you said, oh, I want to touch my face.
Like I said, I just got back from the grocery store, and now I'm, like, paranoid to, like, I've washed my hands 1,000 times. I disinfected my phone. I'm, like, freaking out about, like, touching anything now. I kind of want to go, like, go take a shower and like wash all my clothes. Like, am I crazy or like
not crazy at all? You don't want we don't want that coronavirus.
Don't want the Rona.
The Rona. Anyway, baseball affected, obviously. they canceled spring training. The rest of it, players are still hanging around, but now the Yankees had the first confirmed cases of minor league players, you know, coming down with coronavirus, and there's two of them, and they all were quarantined when they first had symptoms, and that was like 3 or 4 days before it came out publicly, and then they were tested and found that they had it. So the minor league camp, these guys, I guess, were never in the major league camp in Tampa. They're like a mile apart from each other, these two places. So that's good, I guess. But still, obviously you don't want anyone to get it down there, but the two guys on the Yankees, I have not heard any other baseball players that have coronavirus. Have you?
No, those are the only two that I've heard of.
Yeah, and obviously they're not naming them or anything, but it's nuts. We keep saying how crazy stuff is, but so baseball is shut down. There's still players working out down there. A lot of guys went home. I know Aaron Boone drove back. He didn't want to take a plane, so he drove his Mercedes. I saw a picture of him. Got in his car in Florida and drove back up to Connecticut. So he's going to be with his family up there. A bunch of other guys went home, but I know there's still a handful of them down there. I saw DJ LeMahieu said that he wanted to stay in Tampa and work out, and his whole family's there with him. He said he didn't want to go back to Michigan where he lives because all the gyms are closed and it's too cold to practice outside and stuff. He just wanted to stay where it's warm in Florida and, you know, work out as much as he could before the season starts up again. So I'm sure he's not the only one doing that. There's a lot of guys still down there, but everything shut down for now. Here's what I heard that someone said, I've heard all kinds of things. April's not going to happen. I don't think May's going to happen. I've heard June at the earliest, probably July, as I mentioned with the All-Star break. We could get ramped up then again. Will they have to have more spring training?
Major League Baseball already said that they are going with that 8-week thing. And they, you know, best case scenario, the season would start mid-June. I just don't even see that happening.
I'm really afraid that the whole season could get wiped out. And I also heard they might not let fans into any of the games once they do, if they do start up again, that they wouldn't let fans in at all.
Well, then you know what they need to do at that point? What? Free MLB TV for everyone.
In 2021?
No. If they play games in 2020 and there are no fans in the stadium, they need to give everyone MLB TV for free.
They'll have to do that and get rid of all the blackouts.
Yes.
Blackouts
are stupid. Even if nothing happened in this planet, the blackouts need to end. It's ridiculous. If you pay money for a product, you should not have any blackouts.
No. And if we got it here, our games that would be blacked out is the Yankees and Mets, because that's the closest to us. Now, why? I mean, I guess if I moved from another city and wanted to watch another team, that, you know, whatever. We're 400 miles away from New York City.
Yeah.
Why would that be in the blackout zone? I don't
get. Because we have access to their networks.
Right.
That's why.
I guess not everyone does now with everyone cutting cables and stuff.
Well, that's their own issue. It's available to you.
It is. But they need to get rid of blackout rules. I can't. Yeah, what is the reasoning other than being able to get the networks on your cable for the most
part? That's the only reason, I would think.
That needs to go away. Because they make it sound like such a great deal, but then the teams you want to watch, 9 times out of 10, unless you're from a different state, you know, you move somewhere, you can't watch your team's games anyway, so you wouldn't be paying for it. We'll see how they do that. But you're right. If no fans are allowed, they have to give that for free, and no blackout rules. That would be nice. I'm really afraid, though, that they're not going to play. But here's what I heard. Now, someone mentioned this today, and this was interesting. If they do come back in, like, say, mid-July and have an 81-game schedule, or it'd be less than that, I guess, because the All-Star breaks normally after the midway point of the season. However many games. Say it's 81 games. If you look at the schedule, how will they do it? Will they make a new schedule to make it even, or will they just keep the same schedule? Because you think if they kept the same schedule, you know, the logistics of it all would already be planned out, because they have to plan in advance for the planes, the hotels, all that stuff for the players. If they had to remake a schedule, that could be hard to get the players into hotels. And the planes probably aren't a big deal because they mostly fly, I would think they all fly on private planes. But how will that work? And also, someone said this, the Oakland A's on their schedule only play the Houston Astros in 1 3-game series after the All-Star break. They play most of their games at the beginning of the season. Those games are huge in deciding who would win that division. And they're going to lose 16 games and only
I would think that's why you would have to remake the schedule, because you might have all of your division games against a certain team might be loaded in the front. So right, you'd have to redo the schedule where you would play your division rivals, what, now 9 times instead of 18?
They'd have to get rid of interleague play, I think, too, perhaps, yeah. And just focus on teams in your division more than anything if you're only playing half the schedule. Like the Yankees last year played the Orioles 16 times in the first half of the season. They only played 3 times in the second half. So, I mean, that would be a big loss for them to not be able to play the Orioles if the schedule was set up. I don't know what their schedule is this year with the Orioles, but
you'd have to make the schedule even.
I guess they'd have to redo it and figure out the logistics of the hotels and all that. I'm sure they can figure something out. It's just be a headache, but you can't have uneven schedules like that where the two teams in the AL West that would be vying for that division championship not play each other more than 3 times. That's just crazy. So, but they must be talking about that somehow. I mean, but again, they've got to be sitting there going, are we even going to play a game, let alone half the schedule? If this gets worse, that the pushback, you know, it's July now. If it gets worse, it's just going to keep going. And like, I'm working from home now, and they told us today that, yeah, we're hoping this is only a couple weeks, but being way longer than that, we're talking most that I'm going to be working from home. So these guys, I mean, they're not going to get out together, and fans aren't going to be there anytime soon. It's just so bizarre. He's deep in thought right now.
Yeah, it's
see him.
Not only just Major League Baseball, but like, you know, for instance, my son has been working his butt off, you know, trying to get better at playing baseball, looking forward to this coming season in Little League, and I don't know if there's going to be a Little League season, unfortunately. My hope is that we could do one like maybe in September or August, you know, play August and September instead of May and June. I don't know, but
instead of fall ball, they could have a season where fall ball would be, maybe. That could work.
Right.
That's my hope. If this is gone by. Yeah. It's just upsetting on so many fronts. And the only league that has normalcy right now is the NFL. And they're driving me crazy with these trades, and because it's like the only sports news. So like everyone that has a sports talk show right now is either talking about coronavirus or the NFL. Now, if it was flip-flopped and if it was baseball that this happened during the off season, I guess I wouldn't be as upset. I just don't care about the NFL, so it's just annoying to me that they have like their normal offseason going on right now. Tom Brady going to the Tampa Bay, I almost said Rays, not the Rays, the Buccaneers. I just don't care about the NFL, and it makes me mad that this happened during baseball season, and it should be the other way around. We would have been not happy at all, but if the NFL season got canceled, I wouldn't. It would change my life one bit. I wouldn't care one bit. I know you agree with me on that.
Yeah, it would. It would be weird if the Super Bowl got canceled, though. I mean, already March Madness has been canceled, and I love, like, today would have been the first day of March Madness. Yeah. Like, and those first two days of the tournament are incredible, and we're not going to get that this year, unfortunately.
Nothing.
Of course. You know, that's not the most important thing in the world right now, but
and I say the NFL thing bothers me. I don't really care. I just don't care about the NFL. And it's all you're hearing now because there's nothing else to talk about in sports, and it's just sad. But again, the health of the players, the health of the fans, the health of people in general, your family, my family, is all that's important right now. And people just need to stay home, wash your hands, use hand sanitizer all over your entire body. And don't touch me. Don't talk to me if we're out in public. There you go. That's all. That guy that I used to.
That kind of goes for any time for me. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me.
That's not true.
Actually, when I went to the store today, I actually ran into an old friend of mine who's also a coach around the area, and we talked for a while. We did not shake hands. We stood about 3 or 4 feet apart.
Oh, you're
and then
supposed
he
to be
saw
six
another.
Feet.
What's that?
You're supposed to be 6 feet apart.
I know. I was trying to back up a little bit, but I didn't want it to be too awkward. But then another friend of his saw him. We were out in the parking lot, and he came over, and it looked like they were going to shake hands. And I'm like, oh, don't, please don't, please don't. But then they elbow bumped, which that's fine. And everything, but isn't everyone telling everyone to sneeze into your elbow? So you're sneezing into your elbow, and then you're touching elbows. Like,
good.
It doesn't seem like that's a good idea.
I hadn't thought of that. Oh, man, no more elbow bumps.
Yeah.
You're right. Oh, my God, that could be spreading the coronavirus.
Yeah. You're almost better off shaking hands.
The one thing that's kind of cool from this whole thing is how people are that maybe aren't necessarily technologically advanced are learning technologies now. Like my son's karate class, he's doing lessons online where he's posting videos, and we're supposed to like take a picture of him, you know, doing the whatever the workout is for the day. Classes so he can continue, you know, advancing his belts and stuff like that. And for dance, my daughter is doing there's a studio out in California that's doing live like sessions that's happening live, and the girls are dancing along, learning these dances and dancing along with them. And you know, the teacher is, she knows who's on and who's watching them and who's doing it and stuff. And you know, they don't get credit or anything, but at least they're still working on it and not just sitting around on their phones all day. And, you know, we said with the school stuff, with all the teachers sending work and, you know, just keeping up on. It's neat, these different websites that are popping up. Like, my wife just found out about this app called, I don't know if it's an app or a website. It's called Loom, L-O-O-M, where she can basically record her computer screen and talk over it and teach a lesson and then send it through the Remind app to her students, and they can all watch this and, you know, take part in like a classroom session from their own house. And I think that stuff like that is coming out of this. And, you know, that stuff's been around, but now it's coming to the forefront because we can't be around each other. I think it's kind of neat that people are getting into this stuff. And again, once everything's gone, the coronavirus is gone, people will go back to the old way, and this could happen again. And I wish people would just stay being clean. Just say it bluntly. Anyway, I didn't used to be germophobic until I got a little older, and now I just don't like touching people or being around people. And especially now, it's like, just I'm happy staying home, whatever. I'll go to the store once a week, get some stuff. I got toilet paper.
I did not, we were wiped out, so I didn't, but we're good with the toilet paper. But it's difficult to go to a grocery store and stay 6 feet away from everybody.
No. You were wiped out of toilet paper? I like that.
Yeah, ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, I was at the store. The toilet paper shelves were completely empty. I was at Walmart, and a guy and a woman came out with a pallet of the toilet paper that we actually use, right? In 12 packs. And the guy was like an auctioneer. Now, no one was paying more for it or anything like that, but he was acting like an auctioneer, and everyone could take one pack. So I actually got the last one on the pallet. And it was just funny to stand there and watch these people. It's like, this is so surreal that people are scrambling around for toilet paper. There's people getting stabbed over. It could have been a lot worse. People are just crazy right now. No need to panic. Just be careful. Be safe. Stay away. And you worry about immune systems. I'm not worried about getting it myself, even though I am diabetic, so I probably should be more worried than I am. But I just don't want to give it to someone else that's in worse shape and, you know, have something happen to them. So just stay home, bottom line, and bring baseball back, please. Please. So we do have some distractions, and why don't we take a break, and we'll come back and talk about, it, for me and you, some baseball distractions that are keeping us sane. You've been able to do this distraction a couple days more than me because mine came late, but we'll talk about it coming up next here on Apples. Apples and Pinstripes. Back on Apples and Pinstripes, episode 13. I'm Todd Emmanuel. That's me. And Mike is currently touching his face. No, he's not. Have you been good with that?
Well, I haven't left my house in 4 or 5 days, so I haven't. I've just been kind of like, oh, okay. I guess I can touch my face because I haven't been anywhere. But now, right, since I've been to the grocery store.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to touch my face, and I've been washing my hands. So.
Hey, don't touch your eyes, your nose, or your mouth. That's the key. Until you can scrub with like an SOS pad or something. Scrub your skin right off and get rid of it. Start with new skin. Anyway. Yeah, whenever I hear someone say that, don't touch your face, I immediately touch my face. I can't help it. Like, if something gets itchy.
You realize how much you actually touch your face throughout the day.
Yeah. When you try not to, something gets itchy on your face and you have to itch it. And it's
my eye itches right now. My eye itches right now, and I don't want to. I'm just going to blink.
My nose is itchy, and I'm going to itch it on my microphone. See that? I itch.
Now your microphone has been contaminated.
By me. I don't care. No one else touches it. All right, so there are some distractions out there that we've been taking advantage of. Baseball void, this unprecedented time of not having anything to do, basically, with sports. We've been playing, now mine just showed up yesterday, but you've been playing for a couple days, MLB The Show 20 on the PlayStation 4. It really, I can say it's a lifesaver. Lifesaver? Yeah, a lightsaber, I almost
It's not a lightsaber.
Not a lightsaber. It's a lightsaver Lifesaver. Oh my gosh. Just take over. It's a fun game and it's baseball. There you go. Yeah. So it's a great game. And if you're a baseball fan and you're missing baseball, you should really go pick it up. If you don't have a PlayStation 4, find one of those somewhere too. It's a little bit more expensive than just the game, but I love it. And it's very realistic. There's players on it that are out for the year with, like, say, having Tommy John surgery done, Luis Severino, who you can actually play with and see play, and it looks like he's actually playing, and it's fun, and the guys are on the field, and no one's sick, and it's just great. There's fans in the stands and all that good stuff. Anyway, I love the game, and you are the all-time home run leader in the history of baseball. And you've only been playing for like 5 years, right?
No, I think I'm in my like 10th year, maybe. I've been playing Road to the Show, which, if you don't know the game, that is like you can create a player and you start in the minor leagues and work your way up into the majors. And when I started playing back in my day, you could not choose which MLB team drafted you. So right. I did probably 45 different drafts. I would like do the draft, get drafted by either. There was like three teams you got drafted by when I did it. It was the Blue Jays, the Mariners, and I think the Rangers. And it just kept cycling between those three teams. And I'm like, this is a video game. Why can't I choose what team I want to play for? Well, I think last year they fixed that.
Well, let me say this. The first year you got the game was the only year you could not pick what team you played for. That was the only time they did that. Yeah. No, okay. I think it was 17. Oh, no, it was last year that you got it. So 18. 17 and 18. So. Right. 17 and 18, you couldn't pick the team. So it was 2 years you couldn't pick what team you played for. But every other year you were able to pick. And I think enough people complained that they brought it back because, because I did the same thing.
Yeah. Of course I wanted to play for the Mets. But right. I just said, you know what? I would run the draft, get drafted by a team I didn't want, and then I would just quit out without saving so that I could do the draft again and again and again and again. I did it probably 20 times, and I just said, fine, I'll play for the Blue Jays. So I had to play six seasons as a Blue Jay so I get the free agency so I could sign with the Mets.
See, but you didn't have to.
Well, I tried to get traded. They wouldn't trade me.
I got traded three times.
Wow.
They traded me through. I played the same game. I got drafted by the Marlins, which was awful. And I played two seasons there, demanded a trade, and like wouldn't accept any of their offers or anything. They finally traded me to the Indians, and the Indians made the playoffs. I helped the team, whatever. I demanded a trade after that because I wanted to see if I could get traded to the Yankees. And I got traded to the St. Louis Cardinals. And I, you know, after five seasons or whatever, I'm like, I just stopped playing. I created my son when last year's game came out because they brought back, you know, you can pick which team he played for the Chelis. So when the new game came out and I got it yesterday, I immediately started a new Road to the Show, created myself and got drafted by the Yankees. And darn it, I'm going to play for the Yankees this time. And I'm just rid of my old stats, which makes me mad because I put a lot of time into that. But yeah, it's gone. I'm a new me and I'm on the Yankees now.
But well, I had six.
How many World Series did you win with the Blue Jays?
I won. I'm not totally sure. I think maybe three, but it might only be two. I know I lost a World Series. Oh, man. There were a couple of frustrating games. Because when you play Road to the Show, you only play as yourself. So, like, you have no control over the rest of the game. So there would be times where I would come up in the eighth or ninth inning and hit a go-ahead homer, and then we would still end up losing the game.
Right. That stinks.
You know, because you have no control over that. But I played six seasons with the Blue Jays. I hit a lot of home runs and I won the Triple Crown and the MVP like every year easily because I do play on what I like to call baby mode, I play on the lowest difficulty because when I'm playing a video game, I just want to chill on my couch and hit bombs all day. I don't need any struggles. So I put it on the easiest mode and I hit, let's see, I'm probably in my 10th year because I'm in 2029 right now.
Okay. Wow. Is coronavirus gone?
There's people in the stands. They're playing baseball. Yep. It's 2029. We somehow have a Brandon chance. Brandon Nimmo is the only Met that is still on the Mets. The Mets have Walker Buehler in 2029.
Wow. He's got to be like 40 by then.
I know. So anyways, I'm in my probably 10th or 11th season in the majors, and I have 925 career home runs.
What was your and I'm what's the single,
probably only what's 30 years old.
What's the single season record that you have?
My single season record for homers, I think, is 160 or 70 something. So like pretty much a home run per game average.
That's pretty good.
My lifetime batting average is about 450.
Do they have, can you get inducted into the Hall of Fame? You can. You finish
your if you check your, if you check your like player card, it shows a little bar and it says Hall of Fame track, and mine is like full green.
Well, I better be. You get 200 more home runs than Barry Bonds hit.
And I got probably another good 8 years left.
Yeah, you're only 30. Oh my gosh, you're gonna hit 2,000 home runs. Watch me not make it to the Hall of Fame. They'll say sorry. You were on baby mode.
Yeah, I don't care. It is a fun game though, and they've done a great job with adding new modes and everything. Like they have a new mode. I think it's new this year. The challenge of the week or something like that. Their weekly challenge. I don't know if you checked that out yet. Did they have that last year?
Yep, that's one of the things I actually used to do. Yeah, maybe they've changed it up, but yeah, they did challenges last year, where like you face different pitchers, you have to do certain things.
The one right now, the first one now is you're Javi Baez and you're going up against Miller, Andrew Miller. Is it Andrew Miller? Why am I not getting his name right now?
Miller's
name, huh?
Andrew Miller. You put your ear up to the microphone again.
I think I got the Rona or something. What am I doing? You got to get hit without making outs. And it's crazy because I looked at the leaderboard. The person who was in first place with a ridiculous amount of points. It says how many times the person has tried it. He tried it once. He did it one time and scored like almost 1 million points.
Wow.
And I tried it 50 times. I didn't do it last year. I didn't know. No.
They had like classic moments that you could relive and you had, and there was other stuff too, but like didn't do that?
No, I did that stuff. This is something else.
Nope, but they had the weekly challenge last year too. I know what you're talking about too. Maybe it's different. Maybe they changed it.
Maybe it's different. You can win like prizes. You can win with this challenge. You can win either a signed Javi Baez jersey first place. Yeah. Second place is a Javi Baez signed bat, and third place is a signed ball.
Like a real one, or is it?
Yeah, they will send it to you. Yes.
Oh, no kidding. Huh. And that kid did it once, and he's in first place.
As of yesterday, I think he was in second. But the first night I tried it, he was in first place, and he did it one. He had one attempt.
Yeah. See, I really haven't had too much of a chance to play the new one yet because the kids are home, and they're hogging the PlayStation. But tomorrow night, when I don't have to get up for work the next day, after they go to bed, I'm gonna stay up and play. So,
one thing I do not like about this game that I think I told you about is MLB The Show 19. We had like 50,000 stubs, which is what you can buy. Quote unquote buy things on the game, and those do not transfer over to MLB The Show 20, which really stinks.
Couldn't you go back and play your 2019 game and save, like, buy a bunch of stuff and spend that 50,000 points or the subs and then save it and then continue in 2020, start again? Like, wouldn't that stuff be there? Because, like, the gear stuff you have carries over.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does. The gear?
It's not there. No, it's not there.
My players from my road to the show had all the same stuff on that they had in 19. You're telling me your road to the show person lost all of his stuff?
Yes.
Oh, no, no. No, that's not right. You sure? Maybe I don't know. That's maybe a glitch on you or something.
Have to import it or something?
I played as my son. I continued as from 19. There's an option to continue from the 2019 game. I clicked on it, selected his character, and
is he just wearing it? Wearing the stuff? Did you actually go into your inventory and look to see if the stuff was there? Because my guy was still wearing his stuff, but I went into the inventory and the stuff was not there.
Right. It's not there. It's only on them. I thought you meant he wasn't even wearing it anymore.
No, he was wearing it, but it's not in the inventory as, like, your equipment.
Right. Yeah, that stuff doesn't carry over. Right. Which stinks, but what are you going to do? Just return the game. Stop playing it. Yeah, right.
Can you download the game? Can you return a downloaded game?
you can delete it. That's pretty much it. You won't get your money back, I don't think. The other thing that I've been doing is the Topps Bunt app, Topps Bunt 20. It's like baseball cards on your phone, and this is really taking off. It seems like, and not just baseball, but because you're going to talk about other stuff. But Topps has like a whole bunch of apps where these card collecting, it's like it's got millions of people in there, it seems like, collecting these cards, trading. And like, I like the baseball one. You've done the Marvel one, right? Topps Marvel. And you can do a little plug for yourself in there too.
Go for it.
Yeah, they have an app called Marvel Collect, which is all like Marvel trading cards, and they also have they have a WWE one, they have a Star Wars one, they have football, they have I think they have hockey, they have Disney, so they have all kinds of different apps. But I did artwork for the Marvel one. They just released last week, which they're not available anymore because they only release them for a limited amount of time. But I did a bunch of Thor artwork. And they released 10 different cards. Then I had a Vision card released for one day. That's what they do. They do. I don't know if they do that with the MLB one where they just release card. Well, they do because like during the season, someone will have something happen to them one night, and the next day they will have a card available, you know, commemorating that event. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they do sort of the same thing with the Marvel stuff where they just release stuff for like a week or sometimes just a day. But I'll have, if you check out my social media or you go to my website, michaelborkowski.com, I got all my artwork on there that I've done for Topps. And I just actually yesterday finished a whole new set that should be coming out pretty soon that I'm really thrilled with how it came out. So
they said some of them aren't available, but you can still go on. If someone owns them, you can trade for them still,
yeah,
right?
You could trade. Like, hey, I got some. Look me up on there. M. Borkowski 15 is my name on the Topps apps.
Nice.
And we can trade cards. I got some extras.
My name on the Topps Bunt app goes back. I've been on there since like 2012. And who came up in 2012 that I really liked that you can't stand but Bryce Harper? So I and that was toward the end of Derek Jeter's career, so my name is Bryce Jeter.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I didn't put my
You can't change it.
Oh, no, I can't. I'd have to start a whole new account, so it is kind of embarrassing now. But it's not that bad. It could be worse. I thought you could, like, change it. I looked it up and they said, no, the only thing you can do is create a new account. So I'm stuck with that name forever on there. Bryce Jeter.
You need to create a new account.
I've got too many nice, good cards in there now. I've got a huge collection. I trade with some people sometimes, but I don't know. Come trade with me if you want to go on there and check out my cards. Just look up good old Bryce Jeter.
Bryce Jeter.
It's terrible. Yes. I really enjoy that app, though. I'm on there every single day. It's fun. And the good thing about it is, like, there are things that you have to spend. Not have to. You can spend money on. But you can do the whole thing for free and still get all these good cards and stuff and not spend a penny. If you want to spend some money, you could get better stuff and a better chance to get better cards. But you don't have to. You just go on there and you get tons of coins for free and you get packs and open up a whole bunch of cards for free every single day.
Yeah, I've never spent a physical penny on any of these apps. There's plenty of stuff for you to do. I know with the Marvel one, you can like, and I think with the I think actually they've made all their apps pretty much the same. So like with the Marvel, and I think with the MLB one, you spin a wheel every so often, and you get free cards or you get coins that you can spend to open packs.
I love the wheel.
You can trade.
They give you tons of free cards every day, and the free spins, you can get up to like 9 spins a day or something like that. Yep. So I don't know. I have a lot of fun with that, and it helps, pass the time when we don't actually have baseball to watch on TV or, just talk about real things going on in baseball. So get MLB The Show 20. Look us up on there. What is our name? I guess my name on there is just, I can't remember. My PlayStation name, but you can play online. That's the cool thing too. You can play anyone in the world, as long as they have a PlayStation. We've played each other before. I got to get my Diamond Dynasty team going again. You never did that last year, did you?
A little bit. Well, because that's how we played, right? That's how you play. Or no, we played with the regular teams. We didn't play Diamond Dynasty teams. My son does the Diamond Dynasty. He loves getting diamond players and I don't know. He was doing something yesterday where he was picking players. Like you get 4 cards and you have to pick which one you want of the 4.
They changed it a little bit this year. I kind of like that. I did see that. I got Aaron Judge yesterday, so that made me happy. He'll be my starting right fielder. Babe Ruth I have on my team too. So. We gotta start it up. I gotta recreate my team and stuff. I think you can carry it over from last year too, but I want to create a new team, so I'll do that when I get a chance.
I mostly play Road to the Show on there.
Yeah, me too. And that's such a great thing that's on there.
I will say, have you tried playing Road to the Show yet in 20?
I played one game. That was all.
Now. When you're base running, did you ever hit the R1 trigger to see where the ball is hit while you're running?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, cause that's the only way you can see. Like, say you're running on first base.
I look at the base coach.
I don't trust the base coaches, so
you
I just
can't trust the base coaches.
No, you really can't, because they're crazy.
I run through the stop sign anyway, so
last year you could hit the R1 button and you would see where the ball would follow the ball basically. So like you could see, it's going up against the wall. I could probably take third on this, or I could maybe even go home. Because like you said, the base coaches are terrible. But this year that is not the case. And so I was on first base and somebody hit the ball and I hit the R1 button and nothing happened. And I'm like, oh my God, they changed it. So I hit R2 and my base runner just stopped and stood there in between first and second.
You couldn't get him to move again?
And then I'm like, the announcers are the only way I can tell what's going on. And they say, oh, and it's a base hit to right field. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, now I'm standing in between first and second, and the right fielder's probably got the ball.
Just so hit your left thing.
Well, I ended up going to second base, and thankfully they threw it home because there was a runner going home, so I was safe at second. He had me dead to rights at second.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, some of it never seem to fix certain things on that game that need fixing, like gameplay things, but like the Syracuse Mets, they're on there, yeah. And all the real players are supposed to be on there this year, but for some reason, the animation, when they announce the team, they call them the Syracuse Chiefs still. That's been 2 years now.
Right, the audio. And I thought last year they fixed it, because I know last year when the game first came out, it was the Syracuse Chiefs, and that's understandable. It was the first year of the Syracuse Mets, so they probably just transferred over the audio, but I thought towards the end of the season they actually fix it, because they have to have Matt Vashgersian saying 17 versions of the word Mets, just cut off the Chiefs part, put in the Mets part. Yeah, they still say
easy cut paste. 2 years Syracuse Chiefs, so you wonder how many other little mistakes like that there are that we just don't know and we'll never know.
Right.
But It's despite those little things, it's a great game. And if you're a baseball fan, go pick it up. You'll love it. And look for us. And maybe we'll do that since we're looking for things to do. All right. Let's take a break again. We'll come back and wrap it up. Another episode of Apples and Pinstripes in the Book. Stay tuned. More coming up. Episode 13 of Apples and Pinstripes. My name's Todd Emanuele. That's Mike Borkowski. Another show in the book. We are on a break here from normal life. We're quarantined, I guess you could say. It's a quarantine episode. No, that doesn't work. I've been trying to put things like my daughter's dancing online. Corin working and all this. I don't know. It's funny when I say it in my head, but it's maybe not funny when I say it out loud. Anyway, so we are stuck at home, but we have a fun show next week, an exciting guest coming on that's booked, and hopefully it works out and everything, you know, with the internet works and we can get her on. But you discovered this book. And were you familiar with this woman's work before, or is that something you just happened to come across?
No, I was looking on Instagram, you know, and I'm always looking up artwork on there and everything. And I came across this pretty amazing baseball artwork, and that's where I found it. And I sent it to you, and I said, "Man, check this out."
Yeah, I actually got a copy of the book. I'm holding it up for the camera, that no one can see but you.
That no one can see.
The book. Book is called The Incredible Women of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, and it was written and illustrated by Anika Orak, and Anika is really a talented lady, and she has her artwork. You are the art guy. It's very old school looking and very cool. The book itself
is
really
much. If anyone knows who Al Hirschfeld was. He was one of the most famous caricature artists, ever. Todd, I bet if you looked him up, you would say, "Oh, I've seen that before," because it's very famous artwork.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because the style is what I'm sure it's exactly what I'm thinking of in my head. It's just that style of art that's like very 1950s. Was he around back then? It was from the 50s and stuff, right?
Well, yeah. And onward.
Yeah. But this book she put together, you know, basically goes hand in hand with A League of Their Own, the movie. But it's more than that. It goes deeper into it. I'm reading it right now, trying to do some research for when we talk to her. But the artwork in it is phenomenal, and it's a cool story the way she did it. And I contacted her, and she said she'd love to come on our show and talk about it. And we're excited to have her next week. It's scheduled for the 26th. It was scheduled for opening day of baseball season, but of course that's not happening now. And poor Anika with her tour, like she had a whole signing tour going out selling her book and stuff. It's all been canceled because of the coronavirus thing. And she lives down in Tennessee now. She's from San Francisco, I believe. She's a big Giants fan. Mm-hmm. And she loves baseball and is an artist. And it's funny, if you look at her credits and stuff, what she's done, she does very similar stuff to what you've done. And I think it'll be a neat conversation because, you know, I'll ask her about the book and stuff like that, but you might actually come up with some technical questions and stuff for her and get some art going on here. Because I'm going to be like, yeah, your drawings are nice. that's the extent of my artistic question giving. So anyway, I'm looking forward to having her on, and that'll be next week as of right now. So look for it Thursday night, Friday morning, as long as everything works out and she's able to still join us. Looking forward to having Anika Orok on. And look up the book and check it out, though. The Incredible Women of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. That'll be fun. So I'm glad you pointed it out to me, because I'm just fascinated by the book, and it's been fun to look at and read, and it's a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was like a children's book, but it's not a children's book. It's like 160 pages, and there's a lot of small font print, and I actually have to read. So challenging. The patience, but now I have the time, so I'm sitting down. I started, and hopefully I can get it done by next week. That'll be amazing, but we're going to try to do that. So looking forward to having Anika on the show next week. That's going to do it.
If anyone wants to look up her Instagram is Anika Drawls, which is AnikaDrawls. That's where I found her. She's been posting a lot of stuff, a lot of cool stuff, so looking forward to talking to her.
Yeah, she's really, really talented. I love the style that she draws with. I've done some other books too, at least one other book that I saw. I haven't really looked into that one too much yet, though, but because there's been a lot of press about this one, and it's kind of unfortunate that it came out like March 10th, right when all this stuff started happening. So hopefully, you know, thank goodness that people can order books online and still shop online and all that. If you had to rely on people actually going to stores, I imagine that would not be very good. But people have options still to get on their phone and order stuff like this. And I see she's offering like packages where she's selling the book and actual prints that go along with it, and autograph stuff. And it's a real nice website she's got too. So Anika Drawls on Instagram. Check out her work on there, and maybe go pick up the book, and we'll talk to her next week. So that's going to do it for episode 13 of Apples and Pinstripes. Stay safe out there. Stay healthy. Don't touch people. Don't lick people.
Don't go anywhere if you don't have to.
Just stay home and let this thing go away. And the more we stay home, the better chance that we'll just go away at some point. It might take a long time, but
let's get this over with as quickly as we can possibly get this over with. So like, even if you think we're overreacting, hey, let's overreact for a little while and get this over with.
Yep. Make sure it's gone, and then yay, we're healthy again. I want baseball to come back, but again, that is nowhere near the most important thing. Let's just make sure
real life to come back.
Crazy.
That would be and nice. It's only been a week. A week, like basically a week ago is when this all started. Like we've only been doing this for a week. Actually, not even, because my kids had school on Monday of this week. They had school 3 days ago, and then it was we had a positive confirmation of a positive someone testing positive. Can I say positive again?
Positively.
On Monday, and then they canceled it. So they've only been out of school for 3 days now. And we got a long way to go ahead of us. So let's all do what we need to do and get this over with.
I just worry that people are going to say 6 weeks down the road, what's people mind? Being, you know, people are going to start going crazy. Going to get stir crazy. I just hope it doesn't get to that, and we can get rid of this quick and just be done with it and move on with our lives. and all that. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Hoping to have a good show next week with Anika Orok on with us. So listen for that next week. See you later. Bye, Mike.
Bye.
Oh, you almost forgot. Bye.
Todd likes the Yankees and Mike likes the Mets. Todd's life has been championships and Mike's has been regrets. Apples and pinstripes from spring train until fall. Apples and pinstripes, they're talking baseball. Apples and pinstripes from spring.